I'd like to focus, though, on the one trilogy which is thematically unified that survives intact. And it is, as I said in an earlier lecture, for my money, the greatest and most profound dramatic work ever composed. I think it is richer and deeper than any individual Shakespearean play. And it's called the Oresteia. And the three plays that it consists of are the Agamemnon, the Choephoroi, or the Libation Bearers, and the conclusion, the Eumenides. The lost satyr play, lost to my immense regret, that went with it, was called the Proteus. I should tell you just a bit about Aeschylus himself before beginning to focus more closely on the thematics of the Oresteia. He was arguably the greatest of the tragic writers. He lived from 525 to 456. He wrote less than 100 plays, but not many less, of which 7 survive. Only 7. That, sad to say, is about the usual proportion of Greek plays by all the authors that we know of that survive. The overwhelming majority of them were lost. Aeschylus wrote at a time when Athens had just come to a kind of glorious self-confidence in her mission and her character and in the character of Greece, which, among other things, Aeschylus is celebrating. The reason for this, we'll talk more about this later, but the reason for this is largely the astonishing Athenian victory in the Persian Wars, which happened in 490 to 480, 479. Athens and Sparta were twice invaded, once with a substantial force, once with an immense force, by the Persian Empire, which was at that time far and away the biggest and richest empire in the world. Against all expectation, the Greeks won. First at the Battle of Marathon in 480, at which Aeschylus fought, and he was so proud to have done so that that is what he mentions on his epitaph, not his plays. And later at the Battle of Salamis and the Battle of Plataea. Outnumbered something like 15-1 or worse, the Greeks, to their astonishment, won and asked themselves why. And the answer was, because we're Greeks, because our culture is different, because in some moral sense, some intellectual sense too, we deserve to win. There's an explosive burst of self-confidence in Athens in particular, which is expressed not only in Aeschylus, but in the Parthenon, in sculpture across the board. It's arguably and fairly persuasively, arguably, the most influential and glittering cultural explosion on record. Part of that, a major part of that, is Aeschylus, the Oresteia written in 458, when he was a man of 67 years, even in antiquity, was considered his greatest performance. It won the contest, as he did many times. The background is this. Agamemnon, whom we'll recall from the Iliad as the leader of the Greeks at Troy, to get the Greeks to Troy, was forced to sacrifice his daughter. The Greeks were windbound, and an oracle told him that the only way that his fleet could be set free, that the wind would change and that they could get to Troy, was if he would sacrifice his daughter, whom he tricked into coming to the encampment and indeed sacrificed. This, as might be imagined, infuriated his wife, Clytemnestra, interestingly enough, the sister of Helen of Troy. And during the 10 years while Agamemnon was away at Troy, Clytemnestra's anger seethed, and she took as a lover Agamemnon's cousin, who had plenty of reason to hate Agamemnon. But the story is complicated, bloody, and baroque, and way too long to go into here. You can check it out in your study guide if you want.